It's Morning Edition from NHPR, and it is primary day in New Hampshire. Voters across the state will weigh in on a range of elections, including primary races for governor, Congress, and the legislature. There are hotly contested races in both parties, Democrats and Republicans. NHPR News Director Dan Barrick is here to walk us through what's going on around the voting booth today. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Rick.
So, what do we have at stake?
Yeah, as you said, there's primary races up and down the ballot. On the Republican side, there are primaries for the state's two congressional districts, as well as a few state Senate races, plenty of House districts. Democrats, they've got a primary for their candidate for governor this year, as well as a bunch of legislative seats, too.
Okay, well, let's start with the only statewide primary, of course, governor.
Right. So Governor Chris Sununu, Republican, he is up for re-election but does not face a primary. So all the action this summer has been on the Democratic side. Two candidates, Molly Kelly and Steve Marchant, they're running pretty different styles of campaign. Kelly, she's from Harrisville, but she represented the Keene area in the state Senate for about 10 years. She's been running on what she describes as a record of getting results in the state House. She points to some of her work on public education, reproductive rights. She's definitely running in the mold of previous successful Democratic gubernatorial candidates. Think of Maggie Hassan, John Lynch. She's actually got the backing of much of that party establishment. She campaigned with Gene Shaheen and Hassan over the weekend. Marchant, he's a former mayor of Portsmouth. He's certainly not an unknown quantity in Democratic politics here. He ran for governor just 2 years ago, came in second in that primary. This year, he's really positioning himself as something of an outsider in the race, describes himself as somebody offering bolder ideas and sort of a bolder vision for redefining the state Democratic Party, something he says is necessary to take on Sununu in November. In terms of policy, there's not a ton of difference between the two of them. They're both advocating for greater investment in public education. Both have been pretty critical of Sununu on his commitment to what they call issues that benefit working families, working folks, like paid family leave. But by and large, the races remain pretty cordial and very few personal attacks coming from either candidate in this race.
Well, that's refreshing, but it's not the case in a lot of other races this year, is it?
No. I mean, look no further than the first congressional district, the one covering the eastern half of the state. That's a wide open seat this year. Incumbent Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter is not running for re-election. So it's opened up pretty busy races, both for Democrats and Republicans.
All right, let's take a look at that. We can start with Republicans.
Okay, yep. So the two main candidates there are State Senator Andy Sanborn and Eddie Edwards, who's a former top state of liquor official. Both of these guys describe themselves as pretty firm conservatives, both pledged to uphold Donald Trump's agenda if elected. But for much of the campaign, they really kind of regarded each other, I think it's fair to say, with disgust. Edwards says Sanborn has a record of coarse language and behavior at the state house that pretty much disqualifies him from holding high office. Sanborn, in turn, has dismissed Edwards as a bureaucrat, somebody who's also not a real conservative. Perhaps the bottom in this back and forth came a couple weeks ago at a state GOP-sponsored debate where Edwards said he couldn't promise to support Sanborn if he actually won the party's nomination. He wouldn't support him in the general election. Neither man really differs much from the other in terms of policy, but in terms of personality, it's pretty clear that they really don't think much of each other.
Yeah, stark contrast there. What about the Democratic side?
So this race on the Democratic side for the first seat is even more wide open. You've got 11 Democrats running for the seat. By and large, a good deal of overlap in terms of policy and priorities. They're all firmly anti-Trump. They all support some version of expanded access to health care. They're all calling for immigration reform that includes some kind of path to citizenship. All support some form of tighter gun control, higher minimum wage. The tenor in this race has gotten a little bit more sour in the last few weeks, particularly between the two perceived front runners, Chris Pappas and Maura Sullivan, with disputes over the candidate's ties to the district and reliance on out-of-state money. Those two are the two candidates who are really out in front in terms of fundraising and endorsements, the sort of typical markers of front-runnerness. But with 11 candidates in the race, as we said, it's really hard to say how this might turn up when all the votes are actually counted tonight.
What else is at stake today, Dan?
So there's the other congressional district, CD2, sort of covers the western half of the state. Incumbent Annie Custer's running for re-election. She's a Democrat. You've got about a half dozen Republicans Republicans running for the chance to take her on in November. There's also a handful of primaries for some state Senate districts. One of those actually includes a rare write-in effort that's up in Coos County, the first state Senate district. Jeff Woodburn is facing a challenge from Kathleen Kelly. She's actually not on the ballot, but she's mounting a write-in campaign for the Democratic nomination against Woodburn, stemming from some domestic violence charges that were filed against him last month.
Yeah, and once the polls close, we want to remind people that, you know, we're keeping track of the outcomes. We are going to be on the air tonight, aren't we?
That's right. That's right. NHPR is a place to tune in if you're looking for live updates on the race. First, we'll have updated voter tallies throughout the evening on our website, nhpr.org. Every race from the top to the bottom of the ballot by town, we'll have those numbers as they roll in. We'll also be providing live coverage through the evening, starting at 8 p.m. Laura Kanoy will be hosting that. We'll have reporters at campaign headquarters of most of the candidates in the top of the ticket races, and we'll be hearing from those folks throughout the evening with updates from the field.
All right. We'll be hearing much more tonight, obviously, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio. That is NHPR's news director, Dan Barrick. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.